You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. On the 20th of December 2016, Pope Francis is said to close the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica, with its 16 bronze panels depicting the story of Jesus in his mercy seeking his lost sheep. A symbolic gesture to mark the end of the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, one which represents the passage to salvation, the gateway to God's mercy. In this programme, you can join me at the Fonderia Artistica Marinelli, where this holy door was cast for the Jubilee Year of 1950. It was 1949 when, on the eve of the Jubilee Year of 1950, the Pope of the time, Pius XII, entrusted the creation of the masterpiece to Italian artist Vico Consorti, selecting this foundry owned by Ferdinando Marinelli. His grandson, by the same name, invited me to visit the family foundry. I met him in Florence at his window on the world, an enchanting gallery on the banks of the River Arno, seething with a myriad of bronze statues from different eras. Among them, the impressive Giambologna Neptune, who seems to greet you as you enter. And it was by this towering statue that Ferdinando Marinelli greeted me, ready to drive across the Tuscan countryside to his foundry, which lies on the way to Siena, Vico Consorti's city. I was eager to visit his foundry and aware it was not the one where the Holy Door was cast by his grandfather, but another more recent one. I knew, too, that Ferdinando Marinelli was sure to treasure that age-old rapport of his foundry with the Vatican, despite the more modern outreach he now enjoys right across the world. No surprise, as for centuries the Church and the world of art have enjoyed an extremely prolific love affair. Join me at the foundry as my host, Ferdinando Marinelli, shows me around. Ferdinando Marinelli, you have an incredible foundry here. It's not the original foundry. Your grandfather had a different one, right?
Yes, it was in Florence, the first one. He did it in 1905, but 15 years ago we had to move and come here for the space and for pollution that we did there in Florence, yes.
You have an immediate contact as we walk into the foundry with the Vatican, I think, no?
Yes, we have many molds of the pieces that they are in the Vatican Museum, but we worked also for the Vatican. The Holy Door is our fiore all'occhiello.
Apple of your eye.
And then the big stairs of the Vatican Museum and the other pieces for the Vatican we did, yes.
We can hear the sound of the foundry as you open the first door to a series of contiguous rooms. Wow, red is the name of the game. Bits of bodies covered in red. This is wax, presumably.
Yes. We color the wax in red because we have to see very well the anatomy. The wax is translucent, so if you don't color it, you don't see very well the proportions, the dimensions. The first step in the lost wax techniques is making a wax identical to the original. Then you cover it with a special material, you will see. You cook it, the wax melts away, and you pour bronze inside the space left by the wax.
Into another big, big room here. And they're being tortured, these statues, aren't they?
We put this net of three-dimensional tubes.
They're bamboo, aren't they?
They're bamboo, because the bamboo doesn't leave ashes when it burns. When the wax goes away, where we pour the bronze, and the bronze from the ground comes up.
Comes up?
Yes. These are two Bruges Madonnas by Michelangelo. We have the mold of it, and so they're identical to the originals.
How did you get hold of the mold?
And my grandfather has been very clever. In the 30s, more or less, he got the molds of all the masterpieces of Roman, Etruscan, Greeks, and the Renaissance masterpieces. We have all the Michelangelo molds made on the originals. We are, I think, the only one in the world.
But this is an artistic foundry. I think we need to specify that,
yes.
No?
Just artistic. We don't do mechanical pieces. And we use the same techniques that they were used in the Renaissance. Exactly the same. Same materials. Obviously, we have light and we have electricity. But for the other things, everything is identical. As Michelangelo, in his own, he did only one cast that we don't have.
Very complex.
Very long, yes. Very
I didn't think it would be so complex. I didn't think there would be bamboo involved.
And for every reproduction, we have to start again. There are no shortcuts. If we do three pieces, the same piece, every time, for each one, we have to start again and go on and go on.
Do you have modern sculptors who come here and approach you and come and visit?
Certainly, we have many of them. We have to choose the right ones. But yes, we have. We have Italian and all over the world, Japanese, Americans. We have, let's say, two kind of works. One is the reproduction of classical pieces, as you saw in the gallery. And the other is making sculpture for private sculptures.
There's a sound of polishing in here. And lo and behold, what looks like a reclining pontiff.
Giovanni Paolo.
John Paul II. There's even a tiara lying around.
Oh. For an artist, he's a Tuscan artist. I don't know where he will put it. He did the clay model. We made the mold on top of it, the wax, and then the casting, and now we're finishing.
Mind if I speak to one of your staff here? Casey Cameron?
Franco.
Si.
I have been working here for over 30 years.
30.
I love my job. You know, we did another pope last year. Among the things we do are plenty of other religious subjects. Last year, we did another pope. And Michelangelo's crucifixion.
Anche Cristo la croce.
È un artista, lei?
No, artista.
Franco was just a little too humble there, perhaps. He and his team are all highly qualified. No question of being misled by their gear, their dusty overalls, goggles and what have you, as you'll discover when we speak to their team manager, Tommaso. Tommaso, how did you get here? You obviously studied.
I studied at the Academy of Beaux-Arts, and then I did some sculpture on my own. For casuality, I came here. I found this foundry fantastic, and I stayed.
What do you like about the foundry?
Well, everything. Also, the hard part of the work.
Which is?
Well, there are many. Covering with lotho, pouring with bronze, making big molds. You have to be strong to do this job. But it's very nice because you have to use your head every time. It's not always the same job. It's always different.
What has been your favorite piece over the years?
I remember the first time I came here and I saw the Neptune of Gian Bologna and was right in the middle of this room. I saw it and I said, wow.
Tommaso mentions the need to be very strong to do this job. Just think, once you've created the wax model over a clay core and inserted the bamboo vent tubes, you have to cover it in lotto, an evocative Renaissance word used by Dante, which refers to the material used.
No, lotto is the word that Dante uses for mud. And it's traditionally used for our kind of models.
And then there come the placing in furnaces, the lowering into a pit on a platform, shoveling over compact earth. That's not to mention the welding together of giant figures. I gained an understanding of this welding together when Ferdinando Marinelli accompanied me to the so-called gypsoteca, a huge shed, which houses all his precious molds. And where everything was in bits and pieces. Just imagine the David of Michelangelo in bits and pieces. Six molds for six different parts of the body.
Yes, yes. We have the... It's written on top generally what they are. You see Donatello, Michelangelo, Ghiberti. We have nearly all the masterpieces. And the important... Madonna Medici, Michelangelo. The important thing is that they are made on top of the originals. They are not model of models like you can find around sometimes. These are made on the originals. One of the good work for us is when the town council, government orders monuments. We work much for the American war cemeteries all over Italy and Europe. We did many, many pieces for the United States, for the government.
I would like to go back a moment to your work with the Vatican. It was an important part of the work at the time, the first part of the 20th century.
Yes, absolutely. Because, as is obvious, but working for the Vatican means becoming very important. So the Holy Door, the stairs, etc., are for us a kind of bandiera.
A flagship of sorts.
We are very proud that the Vatican chose our foundry. And the Holy Door is a very big symbol for the Christianity. We are happy.
It was done by Vico Consorti for the Jubilee year of 1950.
Yes,
no?
Exactly.
And so it was Pius XII who asked for you to do this.
Yes. And Consorti made other doors for the other churches that we cast for him. In fact, it was called Vico dell'Uscio.
Uscio, which means threshold of the door.
Means because his name and the Lucio of the door has been famous for that, yes.
Earlier still, you made the ramp for the Vatican Museums, one which is actually used now to leave. I know it was commissioned by Pius XI, the founder of our radio station, in 1932. It's a huge job, that one.
Very big. And in those times, we didn't have the same way of welding that we have today, and it has been difficult to put everything together. And then we did the 1999 for the Jubileo of the 2000. The
banister.
Corrimano of the new ramp that they did is nearly 340 meters of bronze Corrimano. Yes.
Welding is about the only thing that's changed over the years.
Yes. Now we have electrical welding in argon atmosphere. So my special thing that permits easily to do with the same alloy perfect weldings. Once what was with fire and was very difficult because fire dilatates metal. So you fix it here and it breaks there. You fix it there and it breaks here. So it was very difficult. Now it's easier, the welding.
When you speak, it sounds like it's your baby here.
It is. It's like my baby because I did the project for all the rooms, for all the work. Talking with the workers has been a long thing to think and to organize. And so I feel it like a baby, my baby.
You are a Renaissance prince, Ferdinando.
Prince, no, but I like Renaissance time. Yes.
My thanks there go to Ferdinando Marinelli of the Fonderia Artistica Marinelli, where the Holy Door of St. Peter's was once cast. Many thanks too go to Natasha Garland for making this program possible. If you wish to look at some photographs of this tour, be sure to check out their website at www.fonderiamarinelli.it. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.